In Luke chapter 13, the gardener begs the owner not to chop down the fig tree that doesn't bear figs. Leave it alone, sir, just one more year. Let me care for it. Give it another chance. Me noi tato. Let's pray. Loving God, we thank you for sustaining us through every stage of our life until our closing moments. You never intend for our lives to be cut short because you're faithful to complete what you're doing in our lives and because you're merciful to those who don't know you. They have till their last breath, time to find you, time to reconcile with you and others. So we want to start by praying for those who are dying at this time. Father of all compassion, please lift the spirits of those who are suffering right now from physical weakness, illness, pain, depression, and tiredness. May they experience compassion from those around them and live and die in a manner worthy of their human dignity. And Lord, we pray for situations in New Zealand right now where very sick people are asking for help to commit suicide. In the place of fear, despair, and pain, please pour out your love, hope, and healing for body, mind, soul, and spirit. The thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy, and you came, Jesus, that we might have life and have it abundantly. We recognize that this is a spiritual battle against a spirit of death, against all the fear of dying that is so rife in our society. We pray against all fear, fear of dying, fear of being kept alive, fear of intolerable pain and suffering, fear of becoming disabled, fear of being abandoned, fear of becoming a burden on others. Lord, even your own children have these fears, and you understand them, but it is not your will for us or our nation to live in fear of dying. So, Lord, we pray that you would forgive us for wanting to control everything, that you'd forgive us for being fearful, and that you'd forgive us for the ways we haven't engaged in this battle for life. Lord, we pray earnestly that this particular attempt and every attempt to legalise euthanasia and assisted suicide in New Zealand will fail. Please grant wisdom and effective opportunities to those opposing this. We ask that you meet every need of those spending most of their time fighting this at this time. We pray that the voting public will listen and recognise that legalising any form of euthanasia would be a duty to die for some and have damaging consequences. We pray for leaders in every community, including our churches, to stand up and oppose this law. We intercede for the many people who are opposed. And we pray that that would be us. And we ask, Lord, that you would give wisdom and courage and the resolve to speak out in workplaces, wherever the community gathers, on social media. We pray against complacency in your church. We thank you, Lord, that many doctors, nurses, lawyers, and organisations like Hospice New Zealand all remain strongly opposed to euthanasia. We pray that their position will not change and that it will be heeded by voters. We pray that you'd expose all myths and lies about euthanasia and assisted suicide and reveal the truth about our reality in New Zealand and this particular act that we are voting on, that no one would be deceived or naive to the lack of safeguards. We pray for the campaign. We pray that you'd help us in our kōrero to be respectful and compassionate. We pray that you'd raise up Kiwis of every generation to speak out and to pray. Lord, may your will be done. In Jesus' name we ask. Amen.
Lord, we thank you that you are mightier, that you are stronger, and that in this instance, as in every other, our prayers are counting far more than we would ever understand. We pray, Lord God, that there would be an increasing desire move amongst your people to pray and to act coming up towards this election and these two referenda. Lord, I pray, Lord God, that you'd be merciful and that we'd see miracles at the ballot box as a result of our prayers and our actions in Jesus' name.